This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, I had like the worst night because I made the mistake of watching The Walking Dead season premiere. That was disgusting. Now, mind you, okay, I've been an ER doc. I'm a family medicine doc. I'm a mother of two boys. Nothing should have disgusted me. I tell you, it was bad. You know, eyes popping out and head trauma. And it was just, it wasn't even enjoyable. I mean, you know, here's the thing, people. And for any of you who don't really know what the Walking Dead series is, it's really stupid. I loved it, season one and two, where basically zombies take over. There's some sort of quote-unquote virus, they call it, where when you die, you turn into a zombie. And then you roam the earth, and if you bite somebody, they get infected, and then they will die and become a zombie too. So you don't want to get bit by a zombie. You don't want to have sex with a zombie. You don't want to invite them to your house. If they're your loved one, I guess you lock them up in a barn so you get to be around them, even though they'll still kill you. It's a very, very odd sort of thing. But it's kind of interesting. And Fear of the Walking Dead kind of takes you back before the whole zombie apocalypse. So years ago, it was pretty interesting. The problem is these TV shows, they want to get more scary and bloody, etc. And I think you do it wrong. If you want to scare us, lead us down a path. Just lead us down a path that everything is fine and dandy and butterflies. All of a sudden, boom, something happens. That is scary. But showing a bunch of guts and blood and gore is ridiculous. And it stinks because the kids were coming to the room going, oh, good, Halloween's back. You know, we get down to Halloween time because Walking Dead, like, get out of the room, you can't watch this. I go, well, why, Mom? I go, because they're being really disgusting today in this episode. So I had a big problem. I thought it was stupid. And then, of course, my dream last night, it was very weird. It was, now, mind you, I did also finally see Steve Jobs, the movie on cable with Michael Fassbender. So you would think that my dreams would be just all about Michael Fassbender. That logic dictates, but no. Apparently, I had some weird dream that I was trapped in a pool with zombies and octopus. I really don't get octopus. I think the reason why is Monsters vs. Aliens was on. The kids were watching that, and there was a glob on there, and I don't know what it was. So anyway, my husband had to actually electrocute the octopus and the zombies so I could get out of the water. That was my dream. So obviously, I didn't get any sleep. Now here I am today talking about it. But that wasn't the worst part of the weekend. The worst part of the weekend was I watch a lot of football. And I thought overall my picks were very, very good yesterday. Although I did not expect the Miami Dolphins to win. So congratulations, Miami Dolphins, but that totally messed up my stats. But I decided to watch last night's football game between the Cardinals and the Seahawks. Of course, I had the Cardinals winning. I didn't bet. It's just these are my predictions based on the NFL injury reports. That game was 0-0 for the longest time. Then it was 0-3 Cardinals. And then they finally go into overtime at 3-3. So you're looking at now 3 hours of watching a game that goes into overtime 3-3. I mean, it's not even an exciting 30-30 game. It's a 3-3. So that's the problem with two good defense teams. Okay, and nothing gets done. It's a boring game. So they go into overtime, and then the Cardinals win a field goal, but field kick. But of course, you got to let the other guys play one. So whoever gets a touchdown wins the whole game. And then Seahawks get a field goal. And then everybody misses their kicks on the next one, and they finally just make it a tie. So I know that was kind of historic to see an NFL tie, but that wasted so much of my night that I'm just really, really drained, and I'm not a very happy girl. So all in all, my weekend really, really stunk, especially yesterday. The good news is I did get my hair smoothed out, so now when I do some TV work, it doesn't look as kooky. All right, so we got a lot to talk about today. All right, flu season is here. We've already had a couple reported deaths in my state, so we're going to quickly talk to you guys about this year's flu season, what you do if you're allergic to eggs, what you do if you're an older individual, what to do when you're pregnant. So we're going to get you guys all set up with that. We're also going to talk about another step close to the male birth control pill. Nobody is looking forward to this. Men are definitely not looking forward to this. Women aren't, because we think the men are going to screw it up and forget. But it's big news on the male birth control pill. Yeah, the reason why men don't want to... Do you think men want to be in charge of the birth control? No, they don't. I don't blame men. Look, even though they seem to be the cause, for the most part, okay, if they had a negative flow, we would not be in this predicament to begin with. It's just not something any guy is really excited about taking. But apparently, this birth control could be taking the night of sex. So that could be pretty, pretty cool. Some more gruesome details of what happens in a hotel room we need to share with you. Football players, these little kids, they say just one season of competitive football can cause changes in some young players' developing brains. So we are talking just one season. We're going to talk about that. And SIDS, if you want to avoid sudden infant death syndrome that happens when, unfortunately, kids, little babies sleep in their crib, now the powers that be say parents and their infants should share a room. And it'll prevent more kids from coming. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dolly Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDAI. Please keep in mind, I am only working on 2 hours of sleep because of a very stupid dream about zombies. Motocross. Your kids are into motocross these days. This is something that I never realized because I was always a big wheel fan, and my sister skateboarded back in the 70s and 80s, but they say these helmets and other required safety gear do not help young motocross racers. No, duh. Investigators looked at 35 boys aged 8 to 17 who competed in rough terrain motorcycle racing events known as motocross. Over 10 years, more than 85% were injured while competing or practicing, and nearly half suffered concussions. One kid even died. There's also bone fractures, dislocations. Motocross, not the safest activity. If your kids want to do it, I don't know. Hand them a video game. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Offer not valid in all states and where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Back to the music in a minute, but first I've got a special free giveaway. I've got 100 free trials of a belly flattening breakthrough Nubiotics here, and I've been authorized to give them away to the station's first 100 callers right now. So if you want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly, call now. Don't even wait till I stop talking. Only one free trial per caller, though. Don't be greedy. Okay, here's the number. 1-800-983-5628. I'm guessing it works pretty fast because it says here that if your belly flattening results are too dramatic, you're supposed to reduce use to every other day. And it looks like it's made from natural ingredients, too. Scientifically formulated to cleanse pounds of toxic sludge from your body. Okay, this is it. If you want a flatter belly, be one of the first 100 callers right now to claim one of these free trials. 1-800-983-5628. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-983-5628. Call now for details. 1-800-983-5628.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Waller, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
All right, guys. I just realized why Caesar salads make you cough. There's pepper in them. Is that why you cough? Every time I eat a Caesar salad, I start coughing. I think it's got to be the pepper. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-TOCDALI. I got a cough. I just scarfed down some Caesar salad as my meal. Hey, it is better than junk food, and it's better than a bunch of chocolate, so cut me some slack. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. And for not noticing that I have a piece of lettuce stuck in my teeth. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. And big thanks to Tom, who is currently right now getting me some dental floss. All right, many of you guys have calls and questions, and many of you listen when I'm not live, and we luckily have your calls and questions on our answer line. So let's go ahead and listen to them, some of them now. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hi, Dr. Dahlia. I recently had labs done, and my bicarb level was a little bit low, I think it was about 16. My protein level was a teeny bit high, just like less than a point over, and my globulin level was a little bit high. My cholesterol was a teensy bit high at 220 total cholesterol. Everything else was completely normal, kidney function, liver function, glucose, fed rate, everything was normal besides for those numbers I just gave you. And just wondering what the cause could be. I'm extraordinarily healthy, have almost a primarily vegetarian diet, and I wanted to know if my bicarb being low could be balanced with an alkaline diet. Thank you.
Okay, that's a good question. I wish you were live because I wanted to know a little bit more about your cholesterol. Your cholesterol being 220 may not actually be bad at all if your good cholesterol is high. If you have a bunch of good cholesterol like HDL, that total cholesterol of 220 might not be a bad number at all. And I want to know what your LDL is. But if you have a primary vegetarian diet, you're doing pretty good. But you bring up a good question. Okay, so you have a little, you have kind of a low bicarb, which looks at the alkalinity of your blood. But you're already eating vegetarian. And, you know, when you avoid the carbs and you avoid the meats, you're already avoiding more of the acidic-like foods. And we usually don't panic when your kidneys are doing fine and your liver is doing fine and your bicarb is a little bit off like that. All right? Because metabolic acidosis and metabolic alkalosis, which we've talked about on the show, which are your acid-base imbalances, your body, if it's healthy, okay, will respond to different changes all the time, which is why a diet doesn't necessarily put you in a metabolic acidosis state or a metabolic alkalosis state, because what does? Okay, so what starts to mess with your bicarbonate level? Well, let's say you have chronic diarrhea. If you have chronic diarrhea and you're losing a lot of water, and you're losing a lot of bicarb, you'll become more acidotic. Let's say you're a full-blown diabetic. Diabetes can make you more acidotic. Let's say you hyperventilate, and so you start breathing off a lot more CO2. If you start breathing off a lot more CO2, which turns to bicarb, that unfortunately leaves more acid, and so that could, you know, that could make you more acidotic. If you're in shock, of course, kidney issues. Let's say you overdose on aspirin. Let's say you accidentally got poisoned with ethylene glycol or drank antifreeze, that kind of stuff. So, and some people used to. So, though, you know, they, if you did any of that and I saw that your bicarb was low in your blood, guys, there's some, apparently there was some big main break or some issue, and we've had power outages in my neck of the woods, and there were some very good-looking construction workers outside the studio. So I don't fault them. They're very good-looking. They're working hard, but unfortunately they cut me off. That's okay. It wasn't your radios this time. Usually I blame your radios. But, so, you know, if you're a healthy person and I notice that the bicarb is a little bit off, I don't worry. Most of the time, we won't make a big deal about the numbers that you just had. However, if we think you have a metabolic acidotic state because your bicarbonate in your blood is low, if we think you have a problem, we're going to be doing a blood gas where we're going to be taking the blood from your wrist and checking an immediate blood gas to see how acidic you are or how alkaline you are. So that's why most of the time, because many of you will say, Dahlia, my doctor said or my medical provider said my labs were fine. And I'm looking at them and the globulin is a little bit off or the albumin's a little bit off. Which look at your protein status or the bicarb's a little bit off. I don't understand that. My labs are not fine because some of these numbers are off. We don't panic that much. with that. I mean, in fact, one of my patients had low bicarb. I said, for poops and giggles, because they were vegan, I go, eat some meat. And they actually said, you know what? I don't like the vegan thing. I'm going to try it. And actually, the bicarb improved eating meat. I'm not telling you to do that. But, you know, sometimes your body just looks a little different on blood based on how you eat or how you do overall. And as long as you're feeling fine, we're not worried. Now, what if your bicarbonate level is high? You know, what if you are, what if you are having a more of an alkaline issue? That could also be, issues with lung diseases, and your breathing. You're not breathing out your oxygen as well, or your bicarb as well. It could be also prolonged diarrhea, prolonged vomiting, etc., Cushing's syndrome, etc. So steroids, diuretics, barbiturates, medicines could mess with you with your acid-base level. So, you know, the second issue that everybody keeps bringing up that you talked about is this alkaline diet. You know, eating basic foods. The fact that you're already eating fruits and vegetables, probably having nuts and seeds and legumes and tofu, you're already quote-unquote alkaline promoting, okay? That's, you know. And then, of course, when you avoid the convenience foods, the junk foods, the dairy, eggs, meat, that could help avoid the quote-unquote acidic trend. You're going to go down. But here's the thing with that. People cannot eat their way to acidosis or alkalosis. You can't. Your body is so dynamic. Look at how many volumes of water you have in your blood per your blood volume, that a steak is not going to make that much of a difference. Now, mind you, the reason why I don't blow off that theory altogether, which unfortunately a lot of people in science do, because you really can't eat an apple or eat a piece of tofu or eat a piece of celery and really change your acid base. Your kidneys, you know, change your acid base balance and keep it maintained every second. So does your breathing. So you having a meal here and there, scientifically, it won't alter the pH. But the reason why I still pay attention to it is because we know that if you eat like crap, bad things happen to you. When you eat healthy, good things happen to you. So maybe it's not exactly the acid base issue. All right, you know, maybe they're getting somewhere with this, but they haven't really figured it out exactly. And so, you know, when somebody does try to avoid, you know, a lot of starchy food, a lot of fatty foods, a lot of carbohydrate foods, I mean, we're not going to stop you. I think that's a healthy thing. If you say you're doing it because of your acid base, I'm like, look, there's still a lot more that has to be determined with that. Now, if you have bad kidneys, if your kidneys are bad, you bet your butt we're going to have you on special diets. But when your kidneys are functioning fine, you don't have as much control because your kidneys are handling it. So for vegetarians and vegans, etc., keep it up. Make sure you're still getting plenty of protein because your body does need protein. And many of you, if you do it exactly right with your nuts and with your, you know, tofu and with, you know, certain vegetables, you're going to be able to get, you know, what you need. But again, we got to be careful. Meat will have all your essential amino acids. When it comes to your vegetables and your nuts, you got to really pick and choose carefully. So just to wrap this up, overall, I think your blood work sounds great. I would like to know a little bit more about the cholesterol with your LDL and your HDL, if you don't mind calling back or emailing me at drdahlia.com. I just want to see how that's going also. But the more you want to eat healthy, I think that's great. The more you want to take on a diet like this, I don't think it's going to hurt. Just realize there's only so much control that you have. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
P. Speaking on attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Sorry, my nose is running. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. And I don't want to do a Donald Trump where you have to hear me doing that the whole time. But I mean, realize he's an older guy. I mean, you know, Grandpa, that's how Grandpa used to sound. You always heard his heavy breathing. That's just, you know, my husband's starting to get that way too. Where, you know, when he sighs, you know what, when my husband's usually in a bad mood about something, you know, I'm like, huh. You know, but now that he's older, it's, and you hear all this whole exhalation, all this carbon dioxide comes out, and you're like, come on, really? You know, do you have to suck up all the oxygen and, you know, kill a plant just to let me know that you're upset about something? All right. Anyway, many of your questions regarding the flu, I decided to just put in one quick article, a very easy to read article. That you could find on my website or on my Twitter and Facebook about this year's flu season, especially since many of you don't listen to my show every day. So when there were issues about older people and them having a different vaccine, or about how if you're allergic to eggs, you can absolutely have the flu shot. And so many of you guys are very, very confused about what's going on. So I decided in a very, very easy format to write this all down. For those of you listening to the show, you aren't going to have to really read it if you don't want to, because I'm going to be telling you. You see, that's why you have to listen to the show. Then you don't have to go home and read and do homework. Okay, but it's not a bad idea to tell your coworkers, because I want to make sure everybody has their poop together on this one. So, first and foremost, okay, first question. When does flu season begin and how long does it last? Oh, that's almost like, I almost sounded like a kindergarten cop. Who is your daddy and what does he do? Remember? I can't do an Arnold Schwarzenegger accent. Tom can, I can. Who is your daddy and what does he do? I think that's...
Doing it all wrong.
That's awesome. I wish I could do Arnold Schwarzenegger. I can't. Okay, so anyway, when does flu season begin and how long does it last? Flu season's here now, people. Yeah, right, yeah, we're in flu season now. Duh. Wake up, people. Yeah, it's flu season now. I know, stinks. So what that means is flu season basically goes from October to end of May. But it really, really peaks December to March. So we've already had in Nevada two flu-related deaths being reported. So when you go to the CDC website, the MMWR, the monthly and weekly mortality report, table 3, you already see a bunch of pneumonia and flu-related deaths. Even though we don't think it's flu per se, they're already reporting for this year. So don't mess around. Don't wait till it gets hot or it cools down. Don't wait for the weather to change. Flu season, for all intents and purposes, starts in October, okay? So you should be vaccinated by the end of this month. Yeah, I know we're coming up on the end of the month. That's why you need to listen to my show. I've been telling you guys this for weeks. We've been talking about the flu shot for weeks. Come on, people. So you got to get your flu shot by the end of this month. Yes, if you end up getting it in November, you should still be fine, but I prefer you get it by the end of this month. How bad will this flu season be, I've been asked. It's really hard to predict. We don't know yet. The fact that we're already seeing pneumonia deaths and flu deaths, even though the weather has not cooled down, is not the best sign. But we can't say that this flu season is really, really bad yet. We can't say that yet, and we hope it's not. So, many of you have asked, what is the flu, and how can one die from it? The people that ask that are the ones that don't listen to my show, so I'm very ticked off about that. So, basically, the flu is caused by a virus. It's not a bacteria. It's caused by a virus, and we've talked about these little viruses. These little viruses are smaller than bacteria. You can't see them under a microscope like you can with bacteria. When you could gram stain and see, you know, gonococcus, it's pretty cool stuff. Viruses, you can't. With an electron microscope, you can. Okay, but, you know, when we saw, you know, when you see pictures of Ebola and things like that. But for, you know, for a regular microscope in high school class, no. You can't see it. They're very, very small. And they replicate very quickly. Bacteria take a little longer time to replicate. Many of you will ask, what's the difference between a bacteria sore throat and a viral sore throat? You know, bacteria sore throats, you know, they get worse and worse and worse. You know, a lot of viral, it's like, boom. They replicated, then boom, all of a sudden the body realizes they replicated, and now you have this response. So, you know, viruses are a lot more abrupt. Now, what about the difference between a virus and a cold? We're going to talk about that in a little bit, but a cold virus, like the adenovirus, the coronaviruses, those are still slower viruses than the flu. So if you have a little, you know, I don't want to say a little cold, sometimes these colds really sting, but if you have coughing and sneezing, and they come on a little bit more slowly, insidiously, we use that term. Flu is where you feel like you just got hit by a truck. Flu is you were fine that morning. and by the end of the day, you are in bed and you can't move. That's flu. It's scary stuff. But flu virus is not supposed to be lethal. Okay? Pneumonia is the number one cause of flu-related deaths. Okay? Pneumonia. So, the reason why flu season is so deadly is because the flu can mess with your immune system. So a secondary infection can come into play. So your pneumonia could come into play. Your staph could come into play. So you have a weakened immune system, so some real bad bug can really, really hurt you. Plus, let's say you have a pre-existing condition like asthma. Then now your asthma can be worse. Okay, because, you know, now you have a respiratory illness such as the flu. Now your asthma gets exacerbated. You could die from a severe asthma attack or exacerbation. Your seizures could get worse. If you're pregnant, you could go into preterm labor. So we don't mess around. If you have a pre-existing medical condition, diabetes, cancer, or any of the above, if you're pregnant, you get a flu shot, okay? And you might want to get a pneumonia vaccine as well. So what is this year's flu vaccine covering? It's covering the a couple A's and a couple B's. The H1N1 swine flu, it's going to cover that one. It's going to cover a H3N2 Hong Kong type A virus, type B Victoria lineage Brisbane B virus. And if you get the quadrivalent vaccine that has four strains of virus in it, they also have the B, I can't say this on air, it's PHUKET. So FA, PHU, and then the second part of the is KET. I can't say that on air, but it's the Yamagata lineage. Okay, so basically, couple type A's, couple type B's, including in that the H1N1 swine flu, which is a type A. If you're older, we got two vaccines for you that are higher dose. We got the Fluzone high dose, which will hopefully be a stronger immunity booster because it's a higher dose of the flu vaccine, or the Fluad, which has an adjuvant. We talked about that. That'll stimulate more of an immune response. The nasal spray we're not using this year because the CDC found it not to be effective, especially in kids, so no more nasal spray. If you're allergic to eggs, you can get the flu shot. That is what the CDC is telling us. The CDC says if you are allergic to eggs, you can still get the flu shot. The problem is if you have the type of egg allergy where you can't breathe and go into angioedema, they are saying still get the flu shot, but do it within a hospital setting or a very high-tech medical office setting where they could treat anaphylaxis. Many of you will say, look, I'm going to get the flu from the flu shot, so leave me alone. You cannot get the flu from the flu shot, especially the killed version flu shot, not the nasal vaccine, but the killed version. There's no flu in it. It's just virus particles. But when you feel like you got the flu, there's a couple things that could be going on. One is you got the shot too late. So you were exposed to the flu, you got the shot, and the flu already set up shop. That's one thing. Two is when you get the shot, it might activate your immune system such that you really feel kind of you really feel, you know, malaise and myalgias, and you just don't feel good. That could just be your immune response starting to kick in from the shot. Or, you know, some of you will say, look, I get the flu anyway despite the flu shot. Remember, the flu shot's only protecting you against three strains. So if it's only protecting you against three strains, you may get, you know, the other strain. Something else. Don't go away. We're going to finish with this, and we'll be back. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Hi, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you, wow, it works. I have a big head and a big mouth, and falling asleep at night can be difficult. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep, and I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night, and when I'm in the studio during the day, Shaky Boo takes his naps with his furry little tushy on it. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. Or you can call 1-800-419-1379. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. That's MyPillow.com, promotional code DDW, or 1-800-419-1379, promotional code DDW. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
She's a lion. She's a lion.
Alright, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at 1-877-TWITCH. Okay, fix your radios, people. Follow it. Look, I haven't slept because of The Walking Dead. If that really messed up my sleep, I had a nightmare, leave me alone. All right, some of your emails that I received as we were discussing over the weekend, some of the new the new flu recommendations. Pete from Modesto says that's ludicrous, getting the flu shot if you're allergic to eggs. I'm not the one that came up with this. Okay, this is what we are being told, that if you're allergic to eggs, you don't have to panic about getting the flu shot. The way they are made now is such that you shouldn't have an anaphylactic reaction, but in case you do, still be watched just to be on the safe side. Okay, don't kill the messenger, people. Cut me some slack. But I have to admit, there are a lot of people that, first of all, people allergic to eggs. Did you know that there's people, I mean, I thought all the people allergic to peanuts blew my mind, but there are people literally allergic to eggs out there. Who knew? But, we don't want somebody who, let's say, feels lip tingling when they eat an egg, unfortunately dying from flu-related complications because they thought they couldn't get a flu shot. Okay? So that's why the recommendation is in place. Talk to your medical provider. All right? Let them know that you heard of the new CDC recommendations based on my show. I don't want you guys getting mad at me. Talk it over with your medical provider. But, yeah, if you don't have full-blown anaphylaxis to eggs, where you stop breathing or angioedema, etc., they say you are supposed to be able to get the flu shot. And even if you do have full-blown anaphylaxis, they say you can actually go to a hospital, get your flu shot, and be watched, and for the most part, you'll be fine. Again, don't do anything without your medical provider being around and giving his blessing. Okay? Because the last thing I need is you guys getting mad at me. I'm the messenger. Rianne from Glendale says, don't we want to get natural immunity? I never get the flu shot, and I'm fine. Rianne, you sound like you're in your 20s. If that's the case, I was like that, too. I was like that, too. I did not get the flu shot. I was like, this is ridiculous. I was like, I don't need that. I'm good. And once you have pneumonia or once you get the flu, it scares the living daylights out of you. Okay? We're not all infallible. We're not all, immortal. But, Rianne, you do bring up a point that I've been barking about a lot on my show. Remember we talked about the swine flu epidemic and the swine flu that came out summer of 2009. I remember getting hit with this in May. We didn't know what the hell happened until later in the summer. Everybody said this was swine flu. Okay, and I mean, we got hit early May, so we don't know if that, it was a very odd time of year, but our whole family was down for the count, and after that, we're like, we are getting flu shots like you never believe. We, there's no way we're gonna mess with that. And, older people didn't seem to be as affected with the flu shot, or with the swine flu. And they realized that anybody who back in the 1950s got sick with that same strain, all right, of swine flu back in the 50s, or a similar strain, had immunity decades later. So a bunch of us were kind of going back and forth, going, well, wait a second here. You know, maybe we need to just try and get it and see if we survive. It's a pretty big gamble, especially now that we have vaccines. But the other thing that made a lot of us go, nah, go and get vaccinated is because remember Tamiflu, which is an antiviral, was in short supply. People were hoarding it. Patients were coming in saying, I want you to write me 3 boxes of Tamiflu. And I go, I can't do that. Okay? You can't start hoarding it. I got to think of public health. And so I will give you one, okay, because you're claiming you're starting to have flu symptoms, which I really kind of think you're lying, but that's okay. But I will give you one. And then all of a sudden all the other family members were coming in going, I need Tamiflu. And it's like, gosh. So, you know, one, when you see what happens when the public panics, you know, whenever something bad happens, and I'm not trying to bring up The Walking Dead or whatever, but sometimes your biggest enemy are your co-citizens. And so, you know, when the hoarding started, that was ridiculous. Everybody was panicking. All of a sudden, the animalistic tendency came into play. And it's like, gosh, people, you know, don't you want your neighbor to have this medication? And the pharmacies were bone dry of it. And so, you know, do you really want to take the chance where you get the natural immunity? It doesn't always happen. Now, you know, we've had that talk about the chicken pox. You know, my kids got actual chicken pox. So I felt very, very fortunate. But the jury still hasn't come out yet on if you get natural chicken pox, versus the flu versus the chickenpox vaccine, are you more at risk for shingles later? Those who got the chickenpox vaccine, will they have some immunity toward shingles later? Now, we still have a shingles vaccine, but, you know, there's been talk about, well, you know, did it really matter whether we had natural chickenpox immunity or not? We don't know enough about the body to sit here as man saying, look, we're just going to vaccinate against everything and you're going to be and you're going to be fine. Or we're going to let you just test your immunity out and you'll be fine that way. Yes, our bodies are very, very intelligent and our bodies have a lot of built-in mechanisms. They do. And that was one of the reasons why I never got the flu shot for years. But once I realized how weak my body could be, right, and once you face that weakness, you don't take anything for granted. All right, and if we're talking just a flu shot for crying out loud, please. Really quickly here, let's answer the rest of your questions before we move on. No, you can't get the flu from the flu shot. Remember, if you do feel like you get sick from the flu shot, if you're allergic to the flu shot, you don't get the flu shot. I mean, if you are allergic or have anaphylaxis to the flu shot, no, you aren't going to get it. So you need to always double check with your medical provider, okay? But if you feel sick after getting the flu shot, I leave it up to you. I'm not going to force you to do that. Yes, there's probably a logical reason for that. There's probably a scientific reason for that. Maybe the immune system got boosted. Maybe you got sick with another strain of the flu. Maybe you were too late in getting the flu. But the actual flu shot should not give you the flu. One of you had asked me years ago if when you get the flu shot, your immune system is so busy priming up that when real flu does hit you, you're not ready. That is a theory, that while you're being vaccinated, there is a vulnerable window. But then again, that's why we want you guys to get your flu shot in September, early October, before flu season hits and before it peaks December to March. There, I don't think there's a scientifically demarcated vulnerable window you get, but, you know, it's a theory that I would entertain. All right, so how effective is the flu vaccine this year? We don't know yet. We don't know how effective the flu vaccine this year is until after our flu season. However, the average flu vaccine hovers around 60%. Again, you're only getting three strains. Now, the CDC and the powers that be try to determine the best of those strains to protect you with. But the average effectiveness is about 60%. The symptoms of the flu. You feel like a truck ran over you. Most of the time people come in and say, I feel like poop. And they don't use the word poop. They use the S word. And I know it's the flu. They were fine hours ago, and all of a sudden now they're down for the count. Fever, body aches, cough, sneezing, sore throat, headache, shortness of breath, fatigue, nausea, vomiting. Any of this could be. Which, by the way, you get plenty of diarrhea. Let's say diarrhea ensues and vomiting, you could become dehydrated, another thing that could kill you. The only medications out there are the antivirals that are out there, including Tamiflu. Antibiotics, however, won't work, so do not take an antibiotic. Now, can you get a secondary infection? Yes, I've had people where they come in and they go, look, I always get a sore throat, I always get pneumonia, please give me an antibiotic just in case. We do not like giving antibiotics when you're not sick because of the ability to produce more resistance. However, if you have documented with your medical provider that you always get pneumonia, all right, one, get the pneumonia vaccine, but two, make sure you have something in case you get pneumonia. And how do you prevent getting the flu? Take care of yourself, guys. Balance diet, exercise, sleep, and avoid being around people sick. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protobite Liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protobite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protobite is nutrition you can feel. Protobite is nutrition that gets in.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.